Howie.
The Howie Carr Show is good for our radio stations because it's good for our listeners.
He is a brilliant man.
He drives your business through the roof.
He tells it like it is.
I know. Did you see the latest thing ISIS is doing? They're drowning people in cages now.
Howie Carr is a guy that connects with the working man.
The mystique about Howie is that he's the real deal. He's not a talk show host that's blown in from somewhere else.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Shocking leak of a reported draft opinion from the Supreme Court that could overturn the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nationwide.
It looks like you got a leak.
Could you start fixing it pretty soon?
But someone, it would seem to me, with a motive, never in the history of the Supreme Court, in modern history, to have an opinion like this leak.
I think we got a rat in the house. I guarantee we got a rat in the house.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
My heart is just broken. I don't understand why this country hates women so much.
Just pain and damage this is going to cause, and the full ability to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body.
I cannot overemphasize what a change this is.
This was designed to change the current narrative away from the disastrous Biden administration. It's designed to get people angry, emotional, and it worked.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Is this an insurrection that's going on? Are the liberals violating the norms? Isn't that what they always said about Trump, that he was violating the norms? Now they're having angry mobs of leftists. They seem like they're in a lot nastier mood than anyone was on January 6th. There were people screaming last night they want to burn down the Supreme Court of the United States. Want to burn it down. And this is just crazy. I mean, you know, so 860 just said, how many National Guard troops is Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, sending to D.C. to keep SCOTUS safe from protesters? How many barricades have been put up? They did put up barricades last night. All these angry leftists. Are there any leftists who aren't angry, by the way? And they can sure gin up a crowd fast. It's not like they didn't seem to be that worried about having to get to bed early so that they could get up and work the first shift today, wherever they work. Which I'm looking at the video of them right now, and I don't think there are a lot of people who work for a living in that crowd, but. You know, so you know what happened. This, for the first time ever, I guess, a complete draft opinion was leaked before it was officially announced of this, the U.S. Supreme Court. And the fact is that it's being treated like, you know, it's being treated like it's the Disinformation Governance Board. I would say that this decision is pretty rational, and it's something that's long overdue, getting rid of Roe v. Wade. And again, the important thing to remember is, and I don't think any of the people that were out there last night screaming and yelling about burn the place down, I don't think any of them know what overturning Roe v. Wade would do. It would not outlaw abortion. It would just return the question of whether abortion should be legal to all 50 states. That's the way it should have been. The reason why there's been this contentious debate over the last 50 years is because they took it out of the hands of the state legislatures, out of the hands of the state government, where the decision should have been made. So, like, if Alabama, for instance, wants to outlaw abortion, then that's okay. If California wants to make it free on demand, then that, you may not say that's okay morally, but they can do that. And if you don't want to live in Alabama, you can move. And if you don't want to live in California, you can move. And guess what? A lot more people are moving out of California than are moving out of Alabama right about now for whatever reason. And, you know, the Democrats are saying, well, we can't have a patchwork of laws. whoever says that has never apparently owned a firearm and tried to move a firearm from one state to the next. Some states have concealed carry. Other states don't. Other states, you have to go through the local police chief to get the permit to carry. Other states, you don't have to go to anybody. You just buy it. I mean, that's a patchwork of laws. Did anyone ever remember driving through the South in the 1970s and wanting to have an adult beverage? If you didn't hit the right county, then you were going to be pretty dry for a few counties until you got to the next wet county. I remember that in Kentucky once, driving through Kentucky. Same thing in North Carolina. This is the way the system is. It's a federal system. The states decide. And for them to say that, you know, oh, this is going to outlaw abortion. No, it's not. It's simply not. And this is just disgraceful what's happened here. How about someone says different speed limits. Remember Massachusetts used to have a speed limit of 55. Everybody else had 65. You know how Massachusetts got it changed? How it changed its speed limit to 65 like all the other states? When the Republicans had control of the Senate, I believe, in the early 1980s, they said, you know, we're going to cut off federal highway aid to all the states that won't raise the speed limit to what we consider to be a legitimate federal level, 65. And then if you want to make it 75, like in Nevada, you could raise it to 75. That's the way it works. And you know, one thing about Elizabeth Warren today, she said this is up to Congress. Well, if you know, Elizabeth Warren, if you want to make it a federal law, then you should do that. Introduce legislation and see if you can get it through the House and the Senate. Let's see if you can do that. Because you're right. That's the way it should be done. That's why Roe v. Wade was such a disastrous decision, because the way it should have been done, if they wanted to have abortion, if the nags, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them, if nags wanted to have abortion legal, they should have gotten it done the right way through the legislature, i.e. Congress. But they didn't. They just wanted to do an end run and use the Supreme Court. So now the Supreme Court is being used by the other side. In this case, not to engage in some kind of extra constitutional end around, but to enforce the actual Constitution as written. And what is their response? They want to pack the court. They were chanting that last night outside the Supreme Court. They want to pack the courts again. I saw Schumer was having a press conference. He's probably talking about statehood again for Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia, so they can have more Democrats in there. They cannot accept defeat. If they win, it's settled law. If the other side, we win, it's racism, it's homophobia, it's transphobia, it's, I don't know. You know the way it works. 844-500-4242. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about from town to town in places like Massachusetts. There aren't many dry towns left, but there used to be dry towns in Massachusetts, you know, of all places. You couldn't, you know, Weston was dry. So the West End liquor store in Waltham did a land office business, especially on Saturday nights. Used to be in Massachusetts, you couldn't buy liquor on Sundays. Used to be that the supermarkets were closed on Sunday. I mean, every state has different laws, and that now they're making this seem like this is something brand new. I mean, are they just stupid, or are they cynical? Or it's a combination of both is what it is when you get right down to it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And again, I'm just going to repeat this. This is from Powerline Blog. I mean, it's Everybody knows this. By the way, some states already have these basically trigger laws. Can I still say the word trigger? Or does that trigger people?
How dare you?
Maine, for instance. I didn't know this till this morning. Maine has a law on the books, and it says this law will not go into effect unless Roe v. Wade is overturned. And as soon as if Roe v. Wade is overturned, then this law goes into effect. So they don't have to go have a special session in Augusta and have Governor Over the Hill Mills call a special session to pass a law guaranteeing all birthing people's rights to abortion. It just goes into effect automatically. I think there are several states that have similar laws. And I've also heard predictions that only a handful, maybe even as few as three states, are actually going to prohibit abortions altogether. And, you know, the hysteria that's emanating here, but it's these people, they're hysterical about everything. A cloud goes over the sun and it's climate change. They go nuts. You know, so somebody comes down with a cold and it's the new bubonic plague and they shut down the entire economy. This is the same people. They're always up to the same thing. 844-500-4242. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. We'll take a bunch of calls here today about this. I know people want to talk about it. They're insane, but you know, it's going to dominate the news cycle, at least until they can say the sky is falling about something else. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment, including the foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station, anywhere. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact that it's happening again here in the Brandon regime. It's time for you to diversify, and that means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, just as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Before Russia attacked, we made sure Russia had javelins and other weapons to strengthen the defenses so Ukraine was ready for whatever happened.
What? Did he say he shipped javelins to Russia?
Before Russia attacked, we made sure Russia had javelins and other weapons to strengthen the defenses so Ukraine was ready for whatever happened.
No wonder Russia was able to fire into Russian cities, which he said a couple of weeks ago. Good Lord, what a dolt. What an astonishing dolt. They want to change the subject. This is an Operation Change the Subject. Everything is Operation Change the Subject. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Most people either understand this or they will understand it after it's explained to them that this is not going to outlaw abortion. This is another case of Democrat hysteria. This, if it's true, this overturn, this corrects a constitutional wrong from almost a half century ago. It shouldn't have been done this way. And that's why you have the great acrimony about this, because it was done by judicial fiat. And that's not as with the Supreme Court as some kind of a super legislature, even though none of them ever ran for office. I mean, a few of them did in the old days, like Earl Warren, terrible as he was. He was a popular governor of California, especially when he was putting the Japanese Americans into the concentration camps with his pal FDR. He was a Republican, Warren, but he acted like a Democrat when he did stuff like that. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will leaking the SCOTUS decision turn out to be a good career move for the leaker?
I think it'll be an excellent career move. Just ask Anita Hill. She's still living high off the hog for what she did to Clarence Thomas more than 30 years ago.
With yes. Colonel Vindman.
I don't think he's going to have an Anita Hill like career, but yeah, he's doing okay, I guess.
65% say no, it won't be a good career move.
Really? I think you're not nearly cynical enough. 65% of you. I predict that will change as people think it through more as the day goes on. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, how's it going again? My brother married an immigrant, first gen from Portugal, Hispanic. Guess what? Catholic, just like all the other immigrants pouring over the border that are getting voter cards when they get their driver's license. These people are not going to vote the way the Democrats think they're going to vote.
I think they might early on. I mean, you know, if you come in legally, you're probably not going to vote Democrat because you play by the rules and you have to work. But, I mean, the people crossing the Rio Grande now, they're not planning to work, and they're not planning to obey the rules. They're not planning to do anything other than live off the fat of the land, Jack.
But they're not going to vote for abortion. I can guarantee you that. They're all 90% Catholic.
But do you think anybody – I mean, how many people, Jack, do you think vote solely on the issue of abortion, whether it's pro-life or pro-abortion? Do you think that's a game-changer issue for a huge number of people? I don't.
I don't really, but I know that the immigrant, some of the, you know, these Mexicans and whatever, they're very staunch Catholics. They really right. are, I'm telling you. And they're not going to vote for abortion, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't think most people, you know, and the thing is, I saw Schumer today. He's screaming and yelling about, he's whistling through the graveyard. He knows he's got super big problems in the midterm elections. But, you know, Schumer is a guy who's insisting that there is a litmus test. And if you're not for abortion, he doesn't want to vote for you ever for the Supreme Court. So he doesn't. So, in other words, if you're a conservative, a real Catholic, a Roman Catholic, if you're an evangelical Christian, Protestant, or if you're an Orthodox Jew, or even if you're a Muslim. And you're a practicing Muslim. He doesn't want to have anything to do with you. He only wants people who aren't religious at all. Those are the only people that should be on the federal bench, as far as he's concerned. He wouldn't put it that way, but that's what he means when he says you have to support pro-choice. That's what it boils down to, and that's not the overriding issue in most people's lives on either side. But the Democrats are so bereft of issues. They have botched everything. Across the board, foreign and domestic, so thoroughly. They're just reduced to hanging on. They used to say of the Republicans after the Civil War that whenever they got in the jam, they would wave the bloody shirt. They would accuse the Democrats of rum, Romanism, and rebellion, as it was said, right? They're supporting the Civil War and getting all the people killed. The Democrats are waving this is their bloody shirt. Abortion. This is it. This is the last refuge of a scoundrel, the abortion debate. Christine, we're out of time. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, where's the outrage from all the pregnant men? That's a really good point. You know, I mean, we've been told that the Washington Post, for instance, which, you know, is all in favor of the Disinformation Governance Board, and they don't care a whit about the insurrection at the Supreme Court by this, whoever did it, whoever leaked it out. They don't refer to pregnant women anymore. They refer to pregnant people. Yet all these Democrat worthies are stepping up to the mic today, and they're talking about an assault on the rights of women. They're not talking about, why aren't they talking about birthing people anymore? I don't understand. When are they going to be canceled by the dominatrix of disinformation for saying women rather than birthing people?
Everybody's a biologist when the moment calls for.
844-5 I got to play one cut before we do Grace's news. This is, again, this is rather ironic. This is some woman, and again, all these people that are on CNN and MSNBC, I have no idea who they are. I don't even know their names, you know, in passing. I've never read about them in Newsbusters or Page Six in the New York Post. Laura Coates, she's raising an interesting question here. Cut 15.
Someone can simply say a fundamental right that is within a zone of privacy that the court has said should be hands off for the government, with a stroke of a pen, can be taken away. There are a lot of things now on the chopping block. And Steve, you spoke about an earthquake. Well, a familiar phrase is a slippery slope in the Supreme Court. That which you do in one area could extend to others. Well, fundamental rights include interstate travel. Include
okay, hold on. Interstate travel. Gina Raimondo, then the governor of Rhode Island, now the secretary of commerce. What did she do when the panic was getting underway, Grace? Do you remember that?
I believe she started going to people's houses that had cars with New York license plates.
She was stopping the plates with New York license plates from coming into Rhode Island
to their summer homes,
or to anything.
Yeah,
I mean, just because you have a car with New York plates, it doesn't mean you're from New York necessarily. You couldn't rent a car that has New York plates on it, right? But was she? Nobody got excited about that. I was screaming and yelling about it, and finally the ACLU was dragged into it, but they didn't even want to get involved in it because, you know, now they're into the deep state orthodoxy.
Well, Howie, that happened during an emergency.
So they didn't care about interstate travel bans when they were being enforced by Democrats. All right, sorry. She didn't take nearly enough grief over that ban on cars with New York license plates.
Don't be sorry. This is a safe space.
All right, it's time for Grace's news.
Well, going along with this, Howie, there's another person who is very upset about this recent draft leak. Pro-life Spider-Man activist climbs San Francisco's 60-story Salesforce Tower. An activist who describes himself as a pro-life Spider-Man scaled San Francisco's tallest building Tuesday when he climbed 60 stories.
And what was his mission?
Well,
in his scaling of this Mount skyscraper.
He posted a rant against Dr. Cesar Santangelo in Washington, D.C., who has been targeted by anti-abortion groups. While on the tower, he said the climb was going good, but that I just wish I had a little water. I just got to troop it out, he said. Everything is going good, though. So again, not too much information about what this symbolizes for the movement, but he was very high up, and that's something else.
You know what who's really excited? I mean, she's trying to sound like she's really devastated by this, but Elizabeth Warren is giddy.
Yeah. She had her acting voice on today.
She is so happy about what's happened. Was it Mitt Romney who used the word unbecoming? Only he used that about Shannon O'Brien, I guess, who was running for governor. She is very, this behavior is extremely unbecoming.
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit of this.
She sounded like the Cowardly Lion.
Cut 22.
I am angry. Angry and upset? Angry and upset and determined. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what...
Shut up.
The Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices...
To enforce the Constitution. They've been plotting to do this.
I'm angry.
Next thing you know, they're going to make it a crime to commit ethnic fraud in order to feather one's own nest by claiming to be a member of an ethnic group that one is not, in fact, a member of.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
She's starting to sound like Katherine Hepburn.
She's starting to sound like the Where's the Beef lady.
Oh, no, man. Don't be such a pope.
Let's listen to a little bit more. Just a little bit more. I mean, like 20 seconds more, please.
So they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land.
If they understood it, they wouldn't care one way or the other. Okay?
Red states and blue states.
Real Indians and fake Indians.
Crab cakes and non-crab cakes.
Those whose favorite Indian recipes is cold crab cake omelets.
Well, in other news, Pfizer profits rocket by 61% to $7.86 billion in the first quarter. COVID-19 vaccine and treatment sales helped Pfizer breeze past Wall Street's first quarter expectations as the drug maker's profits grew by 61%, according to the Daily Mail.
I'm glad somebody's doing well. Everyone's 401k, IRA, pension plan, 403, whatever you got with your money in, you're getting clobbered over the head.
Clobbered.
You're getting hammered, as Elizabeth Warren used to say during her earlier campaigns. You're getting hammered. But not if you're into Pfizer, because you have Dr. Fauci on your side. Always getting the new booster. He's always the first one in line to get the booster and the first one in line to say he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and then shows up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner without a mask.
Yeah, I wonder if when these Nobel laureates and all of these talking heads on CNN and MSNBC, when they talk about the Biden boom and this strong economy, I wonder if they're just referring to the people who work at Pfizer. Because it has been a Biden boom for them.
It certainly has. So someone asks, 603, hasn't Granny Warren been plotting to excuse student loan? Yes, she has been plotting. And that's a violation of the Constitution. Again, Article 1, Section 10. No state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contracts.
Howie.
Unless you majored in queer studies.
She hasn't just been plotting. She's been plotting and planning and cultivating.
I think if they think this is going to rescue them, though, they're really getting behind yet another false god.
Yeah, I would agree. I think this is weak stuff. I don't think this is going to work. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Stop in and experience car buying and leasing the way you want it to be. When I leased my RAV4 from there, it was like no other place I had shopped. They really care about what's best for you. So visit thehouseofvalue.com. Howie, in other news, California's population falls for second straight year as most populous state in U.S. marks historic shift.
I don't understand. It's easy to get an abortion in California. Why would anybody ever want to leave?
It's also easy to get robbed.
Yeah, and they have the highest taxes in the nation.
Yeah, California.
I wonder what's more important to most people, whether you could escape from a 13% individual state income tax or whether you could get an abortion.
I'm sure net neutrality falls somewhere in the middle of those two things.
I know what matters more to would matter more to me if I ever found myself stuck in the Golden State.
Pronouns?
Yeah. My pronoun would be was and were resident of California.
California's population shrank for the second year in a row in 2021 as the nation's most populous state was hit by declining birth rates, higher deaths from the pandemic, and fewer people moving into the state from elsewhere in the U.S. California lost 117,552 people in 2021, but years after years of steady population growth for California that put it close to having 40 million residents, the state's population is back to where it was in 2016. And just a little side note here, Howie, before I let you go, I know you have a cheap bastard deal coming up, but what's interesting is that Governor Ron DeSantis's decision to strike at Disney with the elimination of the special rules they were playing by in regards to taxes.
Yes.
Well, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Florida strike on Disney is successfully establishing deterrence against corporate political activism. I guess in private meetings and coaching sessions over the past few weeks, top business leaders have been asking a version of the same question. How can we avoid becoming the next Walt Disney? That's just a silver lining of today for you, for all the listeners.
Is there anything Ron DeSantis can't do? This is great news. This is great news. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
This is Howie Carr with a friendly reminder from my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Mother's Day is just 6 days away. Get ahead of the rush with a deal as sweet as mom. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving you $25 off two dozen assorted roses. That's $25 off two dozen assorted roses.
And Howie, there's a lot of other discounts on there, too. I just ordered my flowers last night because I'm a procrastinator. But I was surprised at the variety of flowers that they offer and how many they can get out to you. And then the shipping dates, it's all extremely convenient. So it was very, very pleasant transaction picking the flowers for the moms in my life.
1-800-Flowers sent us a bouquet down here in Florida too, and it's still fresh. It's 9-10 days later, and it's still holding up very well. That's the thing about 1-800-Flowers. You're going to get the highest quality flowers available, and you don't want to wait until Sunday morning to go out there and rush to the supermarket and see all those sad, wilted cold flowers in the refrigerated section. It's not going to look good. Mom will not be impressed. This gorgeous bouquet of two dozen roses from 1-800-Flowers is an assortment of bright colors. It's guaranteed to show all of the birthing persons in your life just how much they're loved. These roses are so beautiful. I'm going to be sending a bouquet, as I said, to my daughter Carolyn, who just had a new baby, and he's too young to be sending her anything, so I guess it's up to me. Mr. Carr, as the little boy is going to call me as he gets older. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are shipped at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. $25 off two dozen assorted roses is an amazing offer, but they're only available while supplies last. Don't put this off any longer. Taylor waited almost too long. Don't you wait any longer. Mother's Day is Sunday. Order today and deliver on time for mom from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To get $25 off two dozen assorted roses, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, this offer ends Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out to all the nations in the world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Okay, we have a cheap bastard deal that's been very popular in the past, and it's for Wise Food. And this is a division of Ready Wise. And they're offering right now 120 serving breakfast only grab and go bucket. It's a great start in preparing yourself and your family for any emergency. These great tasting freeze dried foods are ready in minutes when you just add water. The food is sealed in individual 4-serving pouches and comes in stackable buckets with a handle that's easy to store and transport. Included in the one bucket total, you got 27,400 calories. It's everything is sealed in Metalite pouches. To avoid waste, each pouch conveniently contains 4 servings, so it's like one meal for a family of 4. Grab-and-go handles for easy transport in an emergency, and this is a 25-year shelf life. This is usually $249, but the cheap bastard deal price is $125 plus shipping and handling. And this is a great deal. And if you're worried about emergencies, you know, whether it's just a power outage in the winter or a summer storm knocking out electricity, or worse with the increasing problems with society at large, this is a good thing to have. Okay, Brandon from ReadyWise and Wise Food Storage. This is a good product. Why should people get this, Brandon?
Howie, this is a great deal that you're offering your listeners today. Obviously, it's a variety of 4 different breakfasts. All you have to do is add water. This is the perfect item to have in the event of, like you mentioned, any type of emergency, whether it's a power outage because storm-related things are going on. But right now, I mean, the food shortage talk is real. The ingredients out on the market are hard to come by. We're seeing it every day. Prices continue to increase. So for $125, you'd be crazy not to take advantage of this. The food tastes great. You have a variety of a couple different granolas. They're healthy meals. You have apple cinnamon cereal and brown sugar maple multigrain cereal. Just add water, ready to go in a few minutes, and taste delicious.
So 120 servings, that works out to a buck a serving, basically just a little over a buck a serving at $125. And when you say add water, you can add hot or cold water. I mean, hot preferably, but you can add cold water, correct?
Yeah, you can add cold water. It'll rehydrate and taste fine. In fact, some people prefer the granola dishes that have powdered milk as part of that granola dish with the strawberries and other stuff. They like that with cold water, so there's actually a preference there to either add hot or cold water. But very easy to prepare. The bucket's a great utility as well, but the food does taste delicious, lasts a long time, and you can kind of check that off your list.
And these are stackable, so they're not going to take up a lot of space in your basement or your mudroom or your garage, wherever you put it.
Yeah, the bucket's about 12 inches wide and 15 inches tall. They are stackable, so they won't take up a lot of room. You can stuff them under a bed even if you needed to. So I'm great for storing the product. It doesn't have any you can open the bucket. It doesn't have any bearing on the shelf life. All of that's in the technology of the metalized pouch. With the freeze-drying process and the other components as part of the packaging. So open the bucket, try the food, taste it. You're going to love it. If you have questions, you can always call in to our sales staff here that will answer questions and walk you through
answers.
What's
that number?
There, but they're not going to be able to give you. That's 530-212-7546. But again, I was going to say the cheap bastard deal is obviously only available through you, but we are offering a Howie 10 on other products that you can call and order if you want something in addition to this.
Howie 10. And you can go to the website is wisefoodstorage.com, wisefoodstorage.com. But right now, while supplies last, go to howiecarshow.com, click on store, and you can get a $249 value, 120 servings for $125 plus shipping and handling. It's a hell of a deal. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.